I've got a quickie here for you while we wait for the phone lines to fill up here for Plant Talk. Easter lilies. I guess, what, Sunday is Easter, so better be shopping. What do we look for?
So you go to just about any store, and you'll find Easter lilies there. The big thing to do with Easter lilies is you want to look for a plant that looks healthy and it's got a lot of buds on yet that haven't opened. The flowers, when they open, of course, everybody knows they're the white flowers, but the buds are nice, big green buds. You want to get a plant with a lot of nice green buds on, maybe a few flowers open. And basically what that tells you is that you're going to get flowers for a fair amount of time. As those buds gradually open, you're going to continue to get new flowers.
Can you transplant those outside?
You can put them outside. Once they finish flowering, you can move them outside. The problem with them is that they're not hardy enough for here. So if you do plant them outside, you want to put them in a spot where they're going to get a lot of snow cover every year so that they'll make it through the winter. The big deal is making it through the winter.
If they can establish good roots, maybe they'll come back next.
Maybe, as long as they get cover for the winter. But they're just not really hardy enough to overwinter here. But like I say, if they get good snow cover every year, they'd probably make it. I've had them make it through the winter, so it's possible.
We have a text here. Spring bulbs, they haven't been coming up. Have they been damaged by the extreme cold?
Oh, no. That's not a problem. I would guess they just haven't been coming up because it just has not been warm enough. I know my tulips have came up some, and they look a little bit tacky now after we've had the cold weather. The freezing temperatures tend to blacken the leaves a little bit, but they will be fine. It's something that kind of happens every year with your tulips and daffodils. They'll come up. We'll get some warm weather. They'll start coming up. Then all at once we get some really cold weather. It'll freeze the leaves and they'll turn kind of black, but it's certainly not going to kill them, and they'll still flower. They'll be fine.
We have a tweet. Is it too late to prune fruit trees, Dave?
No, I don't think so. They haven't leafed out yet. You know, it's everything's sort of been on hold for about the last month. Everything has just sort of sat there. We've had warm weather, but we've had enough cold weather to keep the leaf or to keep the trees from budding out. And as long as they haven't budded out, it's still a great time to prune them.
We have some evergreens around the house that underneath they're brown, they're dead. Can we trim all that dead evergreen off?
You can, but it depends on if they turn brown this last winter, you'd probably be a little bit better off just to wait and see what the new growth does, because a lot of times what will happen, if they turn brown in the winter, the needles will get brown, they'll fall off, but the buds in that particular area are still healthy. They will, once they start to grow, they will send out new growth, and you'll have new growth. So cut it off yet if you don't want to. Are you talking about down
underneath?
No, are you talking about big evergreens? Big evergreen trees?
No.
As long as it's not going to expose the area underneath and look tacky, no problem with taking them off.
Okay, because it will do that. But these are pathetic evergreens.
Right. What side of the house are they on?
They're on the east.
Okay, and it would depend if they're arborvitaes or junipers. They're probably junipers.
I would know.
Well, if the needles are prickly, if the needles are prickly on them, they're junipers.
They are kind of prickly. Yes,
right. They'd be junipers. Wow. Junipers tend to like more sun. They like more of a south or a west location. So it may be that they're kind of tacky because
they don't get a lot of sun.
They don't get a lot of sun, and that would be my guess. They're probably leggy and kind of ratty and kind of open because they're not getting enough sun.
They look terrible.
They've been having association meetings.
And I are going to have to get together on these evergreens. And let's see, we have a text message at 35270 about lilac trees again, Dave.
As far as pruning?
Pruning, yes.
Okay, the big thing on lilacs, if you want to really severely cut them back, if they're very overgrown and you want to cut them back, this would be the time of the year to go in and really cut them back. And you can go almost to the ground with the lilacs. They will send new growth up. It's actually pretty difficult to kill the roots. So don't worry if you're going to cut them back. Then they will send new growth up. They won't flower this year, but hopefully they flower again next year.
Rich Ristvedt is in-house. Do you have a lawn and garden question you've thought of, Rich, or do you want me to get back to you on that in a while?
Well, aphids is something that I deal with every winter. Is there something that I can do in the springtime here to kind of...
You must be talking about houseplants.
Yeah, you know, when I bring them in from the outside, I've got herbs that I grow, and I bring them in, they get aphids in them. Is there something that I can do in the spring here to kind of avoid that?
Well, what you can do before you bring them in is probably the time to be doing that. But before you take them out, you can certainly take a solid stream of water and just really wash them off. Aphids are small enough so that the water will knock them off the plant. So you can wash them off good. If that doesn't seem to do the problem, there are some systemic insecticides like isotoxorethine, those things that you can spray them with that will be absorbed right into the plant. And then when the aphids feed on the plant, it'll kill the aphids. Something that could be done, you know, a month or so in the fall before you bring them in, too. That would help for the winter. But then again, just washing them off in the fall before you bring them in would help. And if you see in, during the winter that there's still a problem, just take them, tip them on their side in the sink, and just really wash them off good. And that'll take care of the aphid problem.
Well, and, you know, with that insecticide, with the thing that'll kill the aphids, is that going to harm what I'm eating, the herbs?
Well, herbs that you're going to eat, you don't want to use a systemic insecticide. You want to stick with water, but a normal geranium or a petunia or whatever coleus that you might bring in, that would be fine to use an insecticide on those.
We have an email quickly to go to. Here is one from Carrie. So I noticed this morning that my tulips are finally starting to push through the ground with the cold weather we're having. Should I be covering them at night? I have had them die off in the spring due to frost before, and I want to avoid that if all possible. And you mentioned tulips.
Well,
right,
yes, yes. Typically what will happen in spring, you can cover it when it gets really cold if you want to, but you don't need to. Mine, like I say, mine were up a little bit before this last cold spell, and I notice now that the tips of the leaves are a little bit browned and blackened, but that's not a problem. They will still send the flowers. They will be fine. They'll look a little bit tacky, but they will be fine. You don't need to cover them, but if you want to, that's fine too.
All right, very good. Eileen, thanks for calling. You're on KFGO with Dave.
Hi, Eileen.
Hi, Dave. My question is, I have gold mound spirea on the south side of the garage next to the garage wall.
Right.
And this winter, the rabbits have eaten from the wall to the center of two plants. They're like right down to the ground.
Okay.
Am I going to have to dig them up and replant? They're 14 years old. Or will they come back?
They now, you're basically saying there's nothing but the stub left? Or did they just eat one side, or?
They ate the one side from the warm part of the garage out to the middle.
Okay, so the side that you see from the front is still okay. It's the side that faces the garage that's not so good.
Right.
I think what I would do, I would just leave them alone, maybe do some pruning on all of them a little bit, reduce the size of the whole bunch a little bit, and let that fill back in. If it was a front side that was obviously seen as you approached or walked by, then I'd be concerned about replacing. But I think if it's only the back side, I'd let that try and fill in and see what happens. If you do cut them back and or do replace them, they're not going to match, and that's going to be a problem too. So I'd try and stick with what you got.
John, you're on with Dave DeCock.
Hi, John.
Yeah, hi, Dave. I've got a question about Juneberries.
Sure.
I've got a patch here. I don't know. It's probably 6 by 12 feet or something like that. It's about 25 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Mother Nature doesn't allow me to do real well with Juneberries and a few other things. But anyway, every year I seem to get a fair crop of berries, and then they just dry up, you know, and disappear.
Okay.
Last year there were hardly any.
Okay.
I was just wondering, somebody told me that if you trim the old trees down or something, that might help.
You probably would get more production if you do that. It may be just overgrown. You may want to go in and cut some of the dead wood out and let it come back up and fill in again. That may help some for the production. Are they in good full sun?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there's some other trees around there. But
right. I would say that thinning them out, it's sort of like plum trees and some of the others, they tend to produce more fruit on some of the newer growth. So that would be a good idea. Now, apple trees is totally different. They produce the fruit on the older growth, but the plums and the apricots and that kind of thing, they tend to produce more fruit on new growth. So I think I would go in and cut some of the older limbs out, let it grow back up, fill in. You probably get more fruit than on the newer growth.
See, is this Todd?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Todd, you're on KFGO with Dave.
Hi, Todd.
Hey, Dave. Say, I got a pretty good spot in my front yard where the water pipe went up to the house, and over the years it sunk quite a bit.
Right.
And the grass on top is fine, and I'd like to fill it in, but would it be okay if I were to hire somebody to cut the sod out?
Right.
And then fill it in with dirt and let it soil and then put the sod back down?
Right. That would be fine. You could do that yourself, too. If it's not too big an area, you could just go on three sides of it and flop the sod back and put some soil in and flop the sod back down. But, yes, you could certainly take the sod up. If the grass is good there, you could certainly take the sod up, put soil underneath, and even mound it just a little bit because it's going to settle a little bit after you get it back in there. So, but that would be fine. I would say I'd give it a little bit longer because I think the soil is probably a little bit on the wet and cold side yet, but you could certainly do that this spring.
You know,
thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Thanks for calling, Todd. You know, when We were talking at the first of the show. We talked about Easter lilies. I thought the tip you gave for extending the blooming was by making sure you bought some with buds that weren't bloomed, but there are other ways of extending the bloom
once,
of an Easter
once
lily.
Once the flower opens, you'll notice that the stamen and the pistil, whatever you call the things that stick out there, they've got the little brown tips on those, and when they open, you just pull those little brown tips off, and that will make the flowers last longer because that will basically keep the flower from trying to be pollinated. The little things that you pull off are the male parts of the flowers, and they would typically pollinate the flower. So pull those off right away, and the flowers will last longer.
Okay, thank you. Good tip there. Yeah. Pistils and stamens, usually that makes Sandy blush.
Yeah, well, it's been too long since I had biology. I forget what's what, but I know the little brown things, you pull them off and the flowers will last longer.
Have you seen any snow mold? I asked you last week. Well, I guess the latest round of snow wouldn't set us back.
It really wouldn't be a problem with snow mold, no. And with snow mold, if you do have an area where the grass is all matted down and it looks kind of cobwebby or moldy, just take the leaf rake up and fluff it up, and the grass will come back. That won't be a problem.
237-5948, 800-880-5346, #5346 if you're a cell phone user. You can email us at kfgo.studio@kfgo.com. And you can text us at 35270. In fact, we got an email. You know, I'm having difficulty with my email today, and I am going to snap.
Well, we did get a text about power raking. Did you guys cover that?
No,
we
haven't.
Okay, good. We didn't talk about power raking yet.
Is it time to do that? Is it good for the lawn? They want to know.
Well, power raking, if the thatch layer is over half an inch thick, then it would be a good idea to go in and power rake, get some of that dead grass out of there. Usually it's not the case, but if you want to power rake and you're going to do that, certainly wait until the grass is so the soil is dry, because power raking puts a lot of pressure on the grass plants. You don't want to go out there and really power rake it when it's wet and damage the grass. So wait until the lawn surface is good and dry, and then go do your power raking.
One more email. I got it back. It says, we have 4 4-year-old white pines at the lakes. Two of them have a lot of brown needles. There are still some green, but not much. Are these toast, and what is the problem? And
well,
she wants you to have an awesome weekend, too, by the
thank
way.
You. Thank you. I will. But the big thing with evergreens is in the fall of the year, you really need to water them in well, because all through the winter, they lose moisture out of the needles. And if they run out of moisture before the ground thaws out, of course, then the needles are going to start to brown. The good thing is usually the needles brown before the buds are affected. So the buds for this year's new growth are more than likely okay. And what's going to happen is the new growth will come out from those buds. The old brown needles will fall off, and you'll be fine.
All right. We have a caller standing by with questions for Dave DeCock. John, you're on KFGO with Dave DeCock.
Hi, John.
Hi, Dave. Say, I've got a couple of 10-pound bags of grass seed from last summer that sat in my garage all winter, and I didn't use them. Are they going to be okay?
Well, the germination rate, of course, is going to go down. I would say if I was going to use it, I'd plant it at twice what you normally would plant it at. And with bluegrass seed, that's about 1 to 2 pounds per 1,000 square feet. So I would probably go twice that level, or twice that amount of seed if I was going to use that seed, because the germination rate does decline through the winter.
Speaking of that, is it a good time to plant grass now? I mean, it's been a day since it snowed.
I would guess I wouldn't be in a rush to put it down right now, because if you put grass seed down, it basically gives the sparrows and the wrens and everything else some good food to live on, because the soil is too cold for the grass seed to germinate. And if you put it down there, it's just going to lay there. And, of course, the birds are going to come and eat the seed. So I'd let the soil warm up a little more before I tried seeding.
Let's take another quick one here. Bill, you're on KFGO.
Hi, Bill.
Yes. Hey, Dave, I've got a chestnut tree that is eating chestnuts or crab apples. The mice ate all the bark off all the way around, about a foot up.
Ooh.
Is that tree going to make it?
My guess would be no, but what I would do is I would get some, if you've got some pruning paint, of course you could use that, or if you don't have pruning paint, get some latex water-based house paint, really glob it on that area where the bark is gone, and that will keep it from drying out, and if there is enough bark left for the tree to survive, that will help it survive. My guess is that it won't survive, but I would certainly try this and see what happens. The tree is going to leaf out good in the spring of the year, whether it survives or not. the real make or break is going to be a little later on when it starts to warm up. And if it's not going to make it, then the leaves, of course, are going to turn brown and fall off. So,
on for you.
We're back with Dave Dukakis. This is Plant Talk Day. We enjoy our visits with Dave and your questions for him on the lawn and garden nature. Right off the bat, we have emails and texts to get to. But first, Jerry. Jerry, you're on KFGO.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi. I've got an apple tree that died. Cut it back. Sprouts kept coming. Trimmed them all off except for two, and they got about 6 feet tall. Will they ever just turn into a regular decent tree?
Well, it's going to depend, Jerry, on how far back it died. If it died all the way to the ground level, probably not, because apple trees are grafted, and the graft is usually at about ground level. So probably what you've got is you've probably got the rootstock that they were grafted on, and that's probably some type of a flowering crab or crab apple. It probably, more than likely, is not going to be the variety of apple that you originally had. So my guess is that you'll be disappointed if you wait.
Stocks fight back from morning drop. The Dow down 77, NASDAQ down 8, S&P down 2, Rich.
Yes, the May corn is down 4 at 493, December down...
Plant Talk Day. Let's get back to the phones. I think this is Jane, but I could be wrong. Jane?
Jane.
Jane.
Oh, hi, Jane.
Well, yes, I thought it was a guy, and I went, guy?
Okay,
Jane. Is there a girl named Jane? A boy named Jane? Is that new? But anyway, Jane, go ahead, please.
Is this a good time to put crabgrass preventer down?
I think you're still a little bit early for that. The problem with putting it down too soon is that it tends to lose its potency over time. So normally we talk about maybe the first week, second week in May would be the time. If we had a real early spring, you go a little bit earlier. If you have a late spring, you go a little bit later. But the early part of May would be the time for crabgrass killer.
Here's a couple of text messages for you, Dave. JNS, what is the status of the ash borer?
It's still a problem. I'm not sure how much of a problem it is here right locally. I would say if you want an immediate update on that, I would check with Todd Wyman down Cass County Extension, 241-5707. He'll have a lot better idea what's happening right now, but I know it's still a problem.
Okay.
If someone has tulips that are finally starting to push through and wants to know if she should cover them at night.
Well, no, that you can if you want to, but mine come through and they get froze every year, but they still flower, they still survive, they're still good. So if you want to do that, you can, but it's not necessary.
We have 30 seconds to get in our last text. What can be done to control aphid droppings from my cottonwood trees? They make a mess of my vehicles all summer, Dave.
Right. The problem there is that the tree is more than likely very large. It would be hard to spray the tree. You could certainly spray the tree and it would take care of the aphids, but aphids come in every year from the south, and it's difficult on a large tree to control them.